8 a.m. to 10 a.m. That meet at MLK statue at Northeast Martin Luther King Boulevard and Holiday Street, and much more. But we got to get out of here because we got someone else coming in to talk with you and at you. My name is Paul Rowland. Support KABU, 877-500-5266. This has been me with Wednesday Talk Radio. Bye.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 13th annual Bike in Movie and Bike Ride for Peace, Saturday, September 24th. The Bike for Peace ride takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. and starts at the Northwest Hostel International at 425 Northwest 18th Avenue, across the Tillicum Crossing Bridge, and arriving at the Hawthorne Hostel at 6 p.m. There will be food, entertainment, and a screening of the documentary film Rising from Ashes about the first Rwandan national cycling team. Again, that's the 13th annual Bike in Movie and Bike Ride for Peace, Saturday, September 24th. The ride takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. and the movie will be at the Portland Hawthorne Hostel, 3031 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at KABU.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Zell's Cafe, a breakfast and brunch spot at 1300 Southeast Morrison Street, serving baked salmon Benedict, German waffles, and more. Becoming a member is easy when you call 877-500-5266 today to support KABU.
And you're listening to KABU, KBOO Portland. It's 9:01. And coming right up, we've got Political Perspectives with host Michelle Schroeder Fletcher speaking with journalist David Daly about his new book, Rat F Bleep, KED, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features excerpts from the new film by Greg Palast. It's called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And then at 11 o'clock, stay tuned because we've got the food show coming with host Chris Siegel. Today, speaking with Joy Church of the Portland Kitchen about the positive impact of teaching cooking skills to at-risk youth. And also with Eric Tonsmeyer, author of The Carbon Farming Solution, a global toolkit of perennial crops and regenerative agricultural practices for climate change mitigation and food security, about the practice of carbon farming and how it leads to a sustainable future. And right now we go to Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher with her guest. And good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Tammy, again. This is Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher at KBOO 90.7 FM. Portland. And in June this year, an extremely sobering and important book came out about a subject that now, with the elections less than, 50, 48 days away, it's more important than ever. It's both hard to read because of its content and hard to put down. It will scare and inform you. The title of which maybe some of you have heard about, it's Rat Bleeped, or at least that's how I'm going to be referring to it today. The true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. The author, David Daly, was the editor-in-chief for Salon and the digital media fellow for the Wilson Center for Humanities and the Arts and the Grady School of Journalism at the University of Georgia. He has graciously given of his time and books to both benefit KABU and to help us understand more about this kind of corruption of democracy. And we'll be speaking with him by phone today. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. I appreciate all the kind words.
Well, thank you, first of all, for the books, for joining us, and most importantly,
raise some money for you.
Oh, good. And most importantly, all for right. helping us understand this real crisis of democracy. Because we're in Pledge Drive, I want to get all the information, and one thing that the book does so fabulously is it sets out a sequence that's so important to understanding. So I'm not going to interrupt too much, but I want our listeners to know that all of the fill-in and the details in the book are interesting, important, to fill out the sketch that we're going to be talking about today, and that be aware that it will both engage you and, dare I say, enrage you. So first of all, David, I guess we should start with the name Rat Bleeped. I know that we've heard some comments about it, but tell us how it came to be and what it was meant to be.
Well, I think you are right. I think when you talk about being enraged and being outraged about what has happened to our democracy, that those are the absolute right words. Gerrymandering has been with us since 1788. You can trace it back to the founding of the Republic. We all learned about it in ninth grade civics class. It put us all to sleep. But it matters deeply. It's the building blocks of our democracy. These state legislative districts and congressional district lines define the kind of representation we have. They create the kind of politics we have. And for 200 plus years, this was just sort of part of the politics game. Both sides did it. They did it to each other. It was an incumbent protection racket. But in 2010, something changes, and it changes in a fundamental way that corrupts our democracy to its core. A handful of very savvy Republican strategists realize in the months after Barack Obama's election in 2008 and the Democratic sweep of Congress, the supermajority in the Senate, they take a look and they see a looming demographic nightmare for their party, and they hit upon a strategy. Every 10 years, we redistrict every state legislative and congressional line in the country. Most of the power for this resides in state legislatures. These Republican strategists decided that if they could study how redistricting worked in all of these states and then use a lot of money to target specific state legislatures, flip control, and give themselves the only seats at the table when these states redistricted, that it would be possible for them, with the help of the kind of computer and map making and demographic technology that had come available in the last 10 years that was never available previously to this extent, to draw completely impregnable district lines that built themselves a firewall against essentially the popular vote at both the state level and at the national level.
And what I want to just impress upon our listeners is, even for those of us who've been interested and involved in politics for a very long time, I was both impressed and depressed in reading the magnitude of the district distortion.
Yeah.
And as you do in the book, talk about the implications and the fallout. But before we go much further, I want to read the acknowledgement in the front of the book and quote, as you do, William Grider.
Mm-hmm.
"The decayed condition of American democracy is difficult to grasp, not because the facts are secret, but because the facts are visible everywhere." I think that's, again, I'm trying to give the listeners a idea of how emotional you will be connected when you read this. It's not the civics class.
No.
So I want our listeners to know that we're going to be breaking up because of Pledge Drive, but the sequences of these events are very important. But again, the book will fill out and, I dare say, enrage anyone who's paying attention. What's the bumper sticker say? If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
And that's why we need a title like Rat Bleeped.
Exactly.
We have to get your attention. If we called this something else, it would not reflect the magnitude of what happened or how angry we should all be about it.
Absolutely, David. So we are going to need to go out to Pledge Central, and because there are people waiting to help you. You can take steps to alleviate some of the despair. You can get involved. You can support KBOO. And now let's hear from Mike.
Hey, this is Mike, and this is the fall membership drive for KBOO. Good morning, listeners. Very interesting stuff we're hearing right now about the behind-the-scenes shenanigans that are played by people involved in politics to make sure there's actually not a democracy happening, and it gets called democracy. For a $90 minimum pledge, you can get your own copy of Rat Bleeped, The True Story Behind the Plan to Steal America's Democracy by David Daley. Listening to him now on Political Perspectives, and you can become a member and get a copy of that book, again, for a $90 minimum pledge by calling 877-500-5266. You're listening to Political Perspectives. This is KBOO, and we are in our fall membership drive. And the way that we stay on the air and support bringing this type of news and information to you, the listener, every day is by having people call and become members. Again, 877-500-5266. We want to encourage people to renew their memberships, and thank you everybody that's been calling this morning. And we also want to encourage people to become new members. If you're not a member of KBOO, maybe you're new to Portland and you're listening to 90.7 FM and you're enjoying what you hear. We've got news and public affairs Monday through Friday in the morning. We've got news in the afternoon. We have from noon on all types of different music Monday through Friday, and then we've got music all weekend. And it's some of the most diverse programming you're going to hear anywhere on the radio, not only in this city, but in this country. And we're proud to be here almost 50 years. We're going to be here as long as we can be here into the future. And it's going to happen because you're going to pick up your phone and become a member. 877-500-5266. Electronic funds transfers are highly encouraged because it's a convenient way for you to contribute to the station. $5 a month would come out to $60 a year, $10 a month, $120 a year. $90 minimum pledge. Again, you're going to get your own copy of The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy in a book called Rat Bleeped. Very explicit, but very to the point, because we need to be explicit. We need to let you know. We need to understand the reality behind the situation that we're facing in this country. And sometimes it calls for strong language, strong information, for strong people who can handle it. People like you who listen to KBOO. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Somebody just came in off the street and gave us a donation and became a member. We want to encourage that type of behavior. Thank you. And we are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in inner Southeast Portland, 8th and Burnside.
Well, again, David, as you, I want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with David Daley about his new book that he so graciously donated, and it's just a fascinating read, Rat F. Bleep, The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy. So we started with the day after the election and this absolutely glorious crowning moment where Barack Obama is going to usher in, and I think almost everyone, certainly all progressives and Democrats, thought we are starting to see the arc turned to the progressive tide that we have been thinking would come, and here we are. And yet you say simultaneously there is a very real pushback found by, I'll let you finish.
Well, progressives celebrated in 2008 because we thought that that was the genuinely important election. What people did not realize was that 2010 was actually perhaps the far more consequential election. A handful of Republican strategists, including Karl Rove, understood this very, very well. Every 10 years, you redraw all of the district lines, and they said, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on 125 state legislature races, okay? 125 state races. So those little small districts, and they said, if we can tip enough of those districts towards the Republicans, we would take over the right to draw 193 national congressional districts. Now that's kind of mind-boggling in its magnitude, that few a number of state legislative districts could control that many national districts. But it is true because of the way these lines get drawn. In most states, state legislatures take the lead, and many state legislatures were within a handful of seats of each other. You know, three or four seats dictated which party ran it. The Republicans in 2010 invest in a plan called Red Map, and they use $30 million. It's the biggest political bargain, perhaps, in American history. And they spend $30 million essentially in local races. And they tip enough state legislative chambers by doing this so that they control two-thirds of all legislative chambers in the country. And then the following year, with the help of a really audacious mapping plan, assisted by new computers, assisted by unbelievable demographic and voting records that are available that can be manipulated with the click of a mouse, they draw a firewall for themselves in the House of Representatives. And in 2012, it holds up. The Democrats in 2012 get 1.4 million more votes than Republican congressional candidates. But Republicans hold the House. They hold a 234-201 majority in the House after the 2012 election that re-elects Barack Obama. And essentially, they're able to stymie and obstruct Obama's agenda despite 1.4 million fewer votes. It's not democracy.
So the party that won the majority of votes did not win the majority of seats.
That happens very, very rarely in American history. It happened in 2012. It's going to happen again, most likely, in 2016. And it is because of the way the lines are drawn.
Well, and I think... David, as you said, it is going to happen again. I think it's pretty well conceded that any dreams or hopes for the House have already evaporated.
Which is another reason why we need to be so outraged. We are 50 days ahead of an election in which, for all extents and purposes, despite the tightening you see amongst Nate Silver and the like, none of the Democratic swing states appear likely to move at all. I don't think there's that much question over who's going to be in the White House. And yet there's zero question at all
that the House
over who's going to take the people's house. This is the chamber of government that is supposed to be most responsive to the public, and it is completely out of reach of the ballot box.
Absolutely. And I don't, again, structurally, this is so important to understand. Senators, and although there's a reasonable chance we won't take the Senate, or Democrats won't take the Senate either, but senators are statewide. There's two of them.
Correct.
So there's at least a possibility of getting this. But what people don't clearly understand is, it's the power in the House. And we saw full on all the chaos and difficulty that can stop in between, even Boehner and the rest of them having a hard time, dealing with this. And of course, again, your book is so important right now because the names that keep coming up are North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, where we know. You explain a little about, I'm hoping we have time to get into it. Well, and I'm looking up and I'm realizing that, again, I want our listeners to know we are breaking in, but the book is absolutely personal in the stories that you tell to back up the commitment and understanding of how people were just blindsided, and we've got plenty of blame to go around.
Oh, yes.
But,
and we can talk about that, too. But, I mean, I think you're right. I think what the Republicans understood is, you know, I mean, that there's the old, you know, joke about you rob banks because that's where the money
is.
The Republicans went after blue states and purple states when they were remapping like this, because that's where the Democratic votes were. And so if you're looking to take seats away from the other party, you go
where the votes
are strongest.
Yes. Now, before we go further, because again,
sure.
I want the sequence of this for people to understand. But right now, we're going to go out, and I want people to give a call. This is David Daley's great contribution to help us understand. Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you.
I'm so glad to be here. I love raising money for the radio station, and so let's just get started. The number to call is 877-552-66, 877-552-66, and you can get your copy of I Dare You to Say It, Ani.
Rat expletive deleted.
Rat expletive deleted. We have copies available for you. And you can get them by calling 877-500-KBOO and setting up a $90 minimum pledge.
That's
which
right.
is
$7.50 a month.
I knew that you would know. Okay, $7.50 a month is very easy to do. I suggest that way. We take it via credit card if you like, or any manner that you prefer. We're down here at Southeast 8th. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. And that's just 8 blocks from the river on the southeast side, and just one block, less than a block, from Burnside, the large...
North-South Dividing Street, we call
dividing
that.
Dividing Street, yes. That's what it is. It goes east-west, but it's north-south dividing. Anyway, it's...
I think that's way possibly too much. 877-500-5266 is really often the easier choice at this moment. But
sure, but, you know, we could have some people come in. And we enjoy it, actually, when you do. So come on down if you like. But otherwise, yeah, give us a call, 877-500-KBOO. And when you do, you can get yourself a copy of the book. You'll be a member, and I think that you'll like that. You could get yourself a hoodie, too. We have some wonderful hoodies just right for this changing fall weather. You know, this is, tomorrow is the first day of fall, I think.
We are in equinox time, let's say. And equinox time is a time of balance, and balance to me brings to mind reciprocity. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So, you know that you rely on KBOO for information. You know, Michelle was talking a little earlier about if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention, right? And it's very, very true. And so you know that you tune to KBOO to make sure that you are getting your news unfiltered, right? Your news uncut, that you are, in fact, connected to sources of information like David Daley this morning. And it's important that you really safeguard and take care of your access to free and independent media. And here at KBOO, we will put your dollars to good use. Please do become a sustaining member of KBOO this morning. That's $7.50 to get your copy of Rat, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. You know, it's this important information. It's dynamite. And you need to really pass it around, as we all need to become more aware and more outraged and move to action to do something to actually have democracy in this country. I'm not actually even going to talk about reclaiming it, because, you know, I would spend a long time giving a dissertation on if we ever had it in the first place. But it's a good idea, and I think we should go there. 877-500-5266 is, in fact, the number to call this morning here at KBOO. You, the community members, this building, the facilities to create radio with your participation, whether you are able to come in and volunteer to create this content, or whether you are able to pick up the phone right now and support it with a few of your hard-earned dollars. $5 a month or more can make you a sustaining member of KBOO this morning. And right now, I'm looking for a KBOO hero. You got a dollar a day for KBOO. Move to your phone now and give us a dollar a day. $30 a month, $360. We'll round it off for you. 877-500-5266.
And thusly, you can get your own copy of Rat Ding And it's only $7.50 a month if you do it that way. 877-552-66, the magic number. Once again, about the hoodie. It is mighty soft. It's mighty black, and it has a hood and a zipper, which means that you can be comfy. You can go around comfy, and you can do it by joining us for $20 a month. And if you've got $20 right now, you'll probably have $20 next month, which means it can be relatively painless. It's just a matter of getting on the phone, spending 3 minutes with us, and letting us fill out a carbon copy. And we'll send the letter to you, and we'll set it up with your bank, and bang, you're a member, just like that. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266 online. If you're listening, you can just mouse over to the right and click and on KBOO.FM and join that way. It even gives you a little menu of things that you, let's see, we don't call them pledge premiums anymore. We call them
We've called them gifts. Thank you gifts for like thank 20 years, Teresa. But
well,
yes,
you get started on something.
Thank you gifts is what they are because we want to, in fact, really sincerely thank you for your contribution to KBOO this morning. Please do pick up your copy. Avail yourself of Rhett, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. Again, that's a $90 minimum contribution for that. For that level of contribution, we would love to thank you with a copy of this book. Teresa was talking about the warm, comfortable, beautiful zip-up hoodie. It's true, $20 a month, that can be yours. She forgot to mention it's stylistically defiant, and that's another reason why we know you're listening, to be defiant, to be independent, and right now to support us. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani. Thank you, Teresa. Well, again, I will say you can call it a gift. I call it an investment in understanding and the important issues as we are speaking today with David Daly about one of the most important issues, voting, and how that protects our democracy. So, David, what becomes clear, as you said, that even though the majority of votes go one place and we don't see that reflected in a House, it used to be that that was called access. But now it's not just selling access as the operatives, it's selling an outcome.
I think that's right. When they sold this plan to their funders for the $30 million, they told them what they were going to do. They said, we are going to build a firewall that gives the Republicans control for the next decade. We're going to eliminate competitive districts because competitive districts cost money. They would go back to these funders every 2 years and say, well, we need your help again raising more money for all of these competitive House seats. Their pitch document to all of their funders said, give us $30 million now, and you will save $110 million over the course of the next decade because we will eliminate those competitive districts, and we won't have to come and ask you for money in 2 years. They knew full well what they were going to try to do as soon as they took control of every seat at the table for redistricting in all of these states, especially blue and purple states like and Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but as you, again, I really want to impress upon how important it is to fill in the information. The book does. I wish we had more time, but seriously, it is so important. Because there, again, with the technology, and I want you to talk a little bit about Maptitude, there are no accidents. It's a purposeful and complete knowledge that they're working from.
Yes, that is exactly right. Think about the way you texted in 2000 with your big clunky cell phone and how you texted in 2010 with your
BlackBerry.
Speed of light BlackBerry and emojis for every single word. It is an entirely new world that the Republican mapmakers sit down with in 2011. We sometimes look at all of these districts, and we laugh and we say, boy, what a crazy looking district that is. There are no accidents. These map makers are so smart that every single line, every single jut, every single strange nook and cranny is there for an absolute reason. I went out and I drove a bunch of these districts line by line, turn by turn for hundreds of miles, and you look on one side of the road and the other side of the road, and there it is a stark, compelling difference. The map maker knew who lived in those houses because they have so much information at their fingertips when they are drawing these lines that they use a program called Maptitude, which comes preloaded with all of the census information. So much demographic detail is there. But there are also now all of these consumer databases that have a cloud's worth of all of our preferences, of our magazine subscriptions, of our social media likes, of everything that you can purchase for pennies. And when you add that to sort of all the public records that are available and that can be cross-tabbed in a matter of seconds with computers, you can tell what every single neighborhood precinct block has voted in every down ballot election and every race going back as far essentially as you want to. And when you move a line, you can see exactly what the results
will be
for your party.
And, you know, again, I know there's plenty of blame to go around, and you talk about the Democrats' political malfeasance.
Yep.
And I understand everybody's frustration with it, but I will tell you, this occurred at exactly the same time as Citizens United. So the enormous, I mean, I think you have to, we all do, have to appreciate the enormous disadvantage against the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson. I think it's interesting this time. And even the Chamber of Commerce. It is interesting to know that that's where they spent their money, because, again, the top of the ticket can be, you know, helpful in stopping stuff. But in getting stuff that they want, there's a really sure way to affect. And like you said, they go to the local races. And I know that Bernie Sanders had started with pleading that get involved on the local level. You know, this is where it's going to, this is the deep bench that we need to move forward. And yet there's many races that are unopposed. And when we come back, I want you to talk about how and why it would be very hard to be a Democrat in running for some of these seats, because, as you say, it's almost predetermined they can't win. And yet you're asking people for your vote and to take time from your job and to really be committed when the odds are so overwhelmingly stacked against you.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
absolutely.
I heard that I have some more time on this break,
oh, okay.
And I'm glad to get into it. So,
well, yes, I mean, you see that you've raised a lot of great points. I mean, let me start with Citizens United and the Republicans. I mean, I think that for 40 years, the Republican Party has done a terrific job at building an infrastructure of both ideas, of dollars, of big fundraisers, and of local organizations, and a combination of corporations and really, really rich people, and they have funneled all of this together in a way that the Democratic Party has not. Citizens United certainly made this even easier. When you want to go back and trace where all this money came from, it is exceptionally hard to do. But I think that the Republicans were also going to run this play in 2010, regardless of Citizens United.
Exactly.
And where I blame the Democrats is that Karl Rove announces this on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal in March of 2010. He lays out exactly what the plan is going to be. He says, we are going to take back the House through redistricting. He names some of the small communities that they're going to go to try to flip state legislative districts, and the Democrats had 8 months to play defense against a plan that was announced on the op-ed page of either the first or the second largest newspaper in the country, and they couldn't muster up even a defense. And we have all paid the price for that for the last 10 years. And if this isn't fixed by 2020 and 2021, we're going to pay the price for it
another.
For another 10 years.
Well,
it is so hard to flip because, and you see it this year, because it begins to become a Democratic year. And you would think that Congress would be a little bit closer. But it is really hard for the Democrats to recruit good candidates in these congressional districts where the odds are so stacked against their winning. Nobody wants to spend 18 months organizing and running and losing. It's hard to raise money. It's hard to develop a message. So as a result, a year like this is essentially wasted. The Democrats will be lucky if they gain 12 seats.
Well, and I want you to, and I know I don't want to truncate this because it's so important, but I do want you to talk about the race in Pennsylvania, which personalizes it, because it's not just money that they did so brilliantly. It's timing. And go ahead and talk to us about the gentleman in Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania is a great example of this because the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, the Democrats held a one-seat advantage there going into the 2010 election. So this is how the Republicans were able to target, 125 seats across the country. They target a small handful of seats in Pennsylvania, including one outside Pittsburgh held by a man named David Levdansky, who had been in office going back since 1984. He was a Democrat. He chaired an important tax and finance committee. He was a
notable
thinker and a big progressive. Yes. And about the middle of October, he tells me, far into the campaign, he pulls into his driveway, opens up his mailbox, and there is a huge 6-page full-color glossy mailer about what a horrible guy he is. And it put the blame on him for a multi-hundred-million-dollar museum for an unpopular senator. And they said that he had spent hundreds of millions of dollars on, essentially a big marble temple to this politician, which on a scale of 1 to 100, 1 being a lie and 100 being the truth, it's about a 3.
Yeah, exactly. And we know those, and we know what they do so well. I mean, Frank Letts and the rest of them, they poll test everything. They, as you said, with the information that they now have about every single voter, they know. I mean,
and they had tested this and they found a silver bullet that they thought worked. And for each of the last 20 days leading up to the election, there was another mailer in his mailbox that had gone out to everybody in the district. So a lot of money. They dumped a couple $100,000. National Republicans dumped a couple $100,000 into a state legislative race in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, all with the hope of fixing Congress.
And so tell us,
in their favor
for
the next decade.
And
they ended up winning that seat by about 100 votes. And this guy never saw it coming. He'd been a veteran politician. He had run a million races. But there's nothing you can do when that much outside money comes in and swamps you essentially in lies every single day. You can't respond to it. You haven't raised enough money yourself. A couple $100,000 is probably more than the budget he had for this entire campaign.
And the timing.
Yeah,
like
the timing,
I said, they are exact.
There was nothing he could do. And that was the amazing thing about Red Map. the Republicans raised $30 million for it. They spend more than $18 million of that money after Labor Day. So these are the last, you know, 8 or 9 weeks of the campaign, millions of dollars flooding into local races, and there was nothing that could be done to stop it.
And again, we are going to go on to a quick break, but again, the consequences of this are what we're going to...
The consequences in Pennsylvania are so damaging. I'd love to
The nation in the judicial appointments and everything. I think that's really important. So I'm going to send it to Teresa and Ani. Thank you both.
Good morning again. Here on KBOO Portland, we are ready to take your pledge. Number to call, 877-552-66, 877-552-66, and you can get your own copy of Rat Verbed, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. And you can get that now for just $6.25 a month.
That's right. It is a $75 contribution here at KBOO. You can get that book. You could also say, for a little bit more, $10 a month or so, you could get a brand new limited edition t-shirt that is just super cool. Check that out on our Facebook page. There is also the hoodie for $20 a month. And, you know, if you step forward and become a KBOO hero at $30 a month, you could take your choice of two of those. Please do make this your moment right now to support independent community media, independent community radio that is KBOO in your own backyard. We are a little bit more than halfway to our $500 goal this morning for Political Perspectives. You're listening to this interview with Michelle Schroeder Fletcher and David Daly. It's a fascinating conversation they're having, and that's why you're tuning to KBOO, because you really require this kind of information, this level of edification, the community conversations that happen because you are one of our grassroots supporters. Please step forward and participate this morning at 877-500-5266.
Edification. We're doing edification?
Edification.
That's classy.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can do that. 877-500-5266. We also have Larnin stuff here. 877-500-5266 is the number. We've been glad to get some calls in, and we've got some cash in, and we have 265 to go on this program if the chart is up to date, and I believe that it is. So you can call in, and you can put us over the top with your pledge for $20 a month, and you can get the KBOO hoodie with the transmission tower and the red star behind it, and it's a very nice militant-looking logo on a classy, classic black hoodie.
Comfy, soft, warm.
We've got it in your size. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. You need to make your fingers do the walking and your checkbook do the talking, and you need to do it right now because you care about community radio, because you care about your community.
Because you care about democracy, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about this morning.
What little democracy we have left, getting ripped off right and left.
Indeed. And so, you know, avail yourself of this information. Go a little deeper and get the book. You've been listening to the conversation. You can get that book again for $75 contribution this morning. $6.25 a month is what that works out to in a sustaining way. You can drop in 20 Southeast 8th, just off the corner of Burnside, between Burnside and Ankeny, on beautiful Southeast 8th Avenue. Or just pick up your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266.
As you say in the book, or in maybe a more eloquent way, that the lines are the building blocks of democracy. And, you know, people will talk about and try to say, well, we're sorting into two nations and, you know, there's us versus them and people aren't talking to each other. But I loved your response to that, which was, right, but what changed? What physically changed from one election to the other? People didn't en masse move.
No, I think it's exactly right. And I mean, Pennsylvania is my favorite example of sort of what's wrong with this sort of big sort theory that we've magically sorted ourselves into two countries. And we want to simply be around people who agree with us.
Yeah.
In 2008... Barack Obama wins Pennsylvania by about 100,000 votes. a couple hundred thousand votes. Democrats win the popular vote by about 100,000 votes. The delegation in Pennsylvania is 12-7 Democrats after 2008. In 2012, Obama wins the state again by a couple hundred thousand votes. Democratic House candidates take the aggregate popular vote in the state again by 100,000 votes. The delegation, however, 13 Republicans and 5 Democrats. So what changes between 2008 and 2012? It's not that all of the Democrats moved next door to each other or into the same district.
Or were persuaded exactly.
The lines changed, and when you draw the lines, you make the rules.
Yeah, and you get to choose the voters. That and that's exactly and essentially what's happening.
You have similar results, but the lines distribute the votes in a different way. And that is the key, is how do you distribute the votes? And what the Republicans wanted to do was pack as many Democratic votes into as few districts as possible in order to give themselves all of the remaining districts. So what you see in Pennsylvania, for example, and I'm sorry to be talking about Pennsylvania.
No, it's a perfect example.
As we're on the radio out in Oregon.
Well, and it's going to change how the nation goes again. That's the implications of all of this. It's the judicial.
Exactly.
It's everything.
But the 5 Democrats win their races with upwards of 76% of the vote. So there's no race in these places. You know, some of them win with 82% of the vote. Hundreds of thousands of votes wasted by the way the lines distribute the vote. The Republicans win between 54% and 60% in most of these places.
And
so they pass the votes around in such a way as to maximize as many seats as they can for themselves and to waste as many Democratic votes as possible.
Exactly. And
this repeats itself in state after state. So you have a state like Ohio, which is the bellwether, a 50-50 state, and yet the congressional delegation after 2012 is 12-4 Republicans.
Yeah.
A state like Michigan, in which a couple hundred thousand more votes for Democratic House candidates than Republicans, and yet the delegation is 9-5. North Carolina,
and we saw some
50-50 state. Yes.
And we saw some of the implications. It was national news. It changed the people of Michigan or Wisconsin. I mean, they're living now. I mean, we just now a week ago. There's another emails coming about Scott Walker and all the shenanigans and all the pushback from the people who couldn't believe that this was representative of what they wanted, because in fact, It wasn't.
Because in all of these states, they also gerrymandered the state house.
Exactly.
So in Wisconsin, for example, you end up having all of these collective bargaining protests because Democrats get more votes, but the Republicans get more
power,
elected officials, and more power, and then they use the power to do things that the majority of the people don't want.
And
you see it in North Carolina. You see it in Michigan
with the
emergency manager bill. You see it in North Carolina with the transgender bathroom bill.
Exactly.
A lot of the election and voter fraud bills are happening in states in which Republicans get fewer votes, but they have gerrymandered themselves, in some cases, legislative supermajorities.
And
with fewer votes.
And again,
all about how you distribute the votes and draw the lines.
And again, what's so critically important for people to understand is it permeates into every part of power. The judicial appointments, the judicial races, how they choose to, like you said, a lot of these court cases that come up are from the very judges who were a participant in the Republican tide.
The system has been knotted up in these lines at so many different levels, and it will take multiple steps and many years to undo what was done and the consequences of the 2010 election.
Yeah, and like I said, for anybody who is forgetting all of the court challenges all of the obstruction in all that Obama tried to do, where there would be just every kind of polling on many social issues, guns, human rights, criminal justice, all the things that people...
Minimum wage, Planned Parenthood funding, all of this stuff. There is a consensus on where we want to go. It has been obstructed.
Deliberately?
It has been obstructed deliberately by the side that gets fewer votes.
Exactly. And like you said, the worst part of this is the structural inability to change it, because we kept thinking we have fundraisers, we get great candidates. Well, only if the structure supports them. So,
it's going to be very hard to undo.
I know, and I don't want to leave on that note, because believe me, I spent too much time there. But we do want to go one more time to Teresa and Ani, and thank you.
We're ready for you with a Hey Now, Nani, and a Hot Cha Cha. We're taking in the pledges. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. 877-500-5266. Get your own copy of Rat Verbed, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy, or maybe you should say what's left of America's democracy, because if you think about it, pull up gregpalace.com. You know your vote is diluted by changing registrations. Your vote is diluted by switching machines around so they flip the vote. Your vote is diluted so many ways, and one of the biggest ways is by the monopoly-owned media that keeps issues like this off the air. But we don't do that here at KBOO. We like to have it on the air and talk about it just as if we had some valuable contribution to make. And I want to ask for your valuable contribution right now, which needs to be a little bit of cash that you can kick down to us at 877-500-5266. Ani Haynes can tell you more about it.
It's true. You can just do it a little every month. $5 a month, $6.25 a month, $7.50 a month, $10 a month, $1 a day, $30 a month for KBOO. Whatever you can afford to budget in, think about what else you subscribe to every month. This is more and more the ways of our discretionary income, right? This is more and more the ways that we access entertainment. You know, many of us subscribe to video services by the month now. Many of us subscribe to music services by the month. And those are all $7.99, $9.99, right? $14.99. So right now what we're asking you to do is think about your commitment to KBOO and your support of your community, which turns into community empowerment, because information is power. And KBOO, your community radio station, keeps us connected to great sources of information. This is a wonderful example of that this morning, our conversation with David Daly. Thank you very much, Michelle Schroeder Fletcher, for having this conversation this morning. And right now, we would love to hear from you at 877-500-5266. And you can become a brand new member of KBOO this morning, just like Rod. Rod in Salem. Thank you so much, Rod. We really appreciate that support. Welcome on in. And now you'll be able to listen to KBOO and know that it's your money that is sustaining us. It is your money that's keeping us on the air. It is, in fact, your support that chips away at our $56,000 annual bill for our transmitter, antenna, translator rentals. That is no chump change, right? And so it takes a lot of people working together, just like Rod, to make sure that we can continue to access those transmitters and that you can continue to access KBOO in your ear 24/7. 877-500-5266. You can also drop on by 20 Southeast 8th. We are just about on your way to anywhere you want to be. And you can just drop on in. We would love to give you a tour of the station. We would love to show you around, show you how your dollars are spent in service to the community. You can see KBOO from the other side of your speakers. And it's 20 Southeast 8th. You can give online at kboo.fm, or you can just pick up your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266.
You know, you really can see KBOO in much of Portland if you're looking towards that big Eiffel Tower-shaped tower over there on the on the West Hills. And if you look up towards that first triangle-shaped platform, well, there is an antenna there. And the antenna is as thick as your arm. And it's a rather complicated-looking device. And it puts out thousands of watts, which costs us thousands of dollars. And it's quite a thing. Went out there recently. Ani's been there many times over the years. This is the first time for me. Yeah, and I went through the secret tunnel, and I looked up that transmitter. And if you look at it, you don't realize that that's big enough to have a little elevator up it, and they considered putting an elevator in it at one time. But that's where we're at. You can see us. You need to kick down a little bit. Oh, now this could be the call that will put us pretty close to over the top. I would like to have one more call to put us over the top for our goal so that we can get in our full 500
bucks. That's right. We are looking to raise another
10 o'clock. That would be so awesome. 877-500-5266. And going out to the transmitter, I was just really impressed with all the a lot of the engineers were there partying, and I just thought of all the effort that they have put in over the years. I mean, and all the power that goes into the transmitter is dangerous. You know, and they've got these huge copper-clad pipes that go up that tower and out into the transmitter, and they make this happen. And they make it happen, a lot of them, just for free. And we do hire one engineer, and everybody else works for free. That's the sort of station that you're listening to, and that's the sort of station that I think you want to support.
It's the community effort that I think that's what you're talking about here, and it's everyone contributing, really what makes the whole stronger, right? And so maybe you're not a radio tower engineer. Well, that's cool. We don't all have to be radio tower engineers, right? But whatever it is you are doing, if you can just contribute an hour's wage every month into KABU, you know that we are that much stronger together. 877-500-5266.
Well, speaking of working for democracy, the word I like to use is radioactive, emphasis on active. And as David has informed us, to invest like the Republicans did in the future, in the structure that will keep you informed and involved. That's what David has contributed to with his book, to let us know. I know that there's kind of a already starting, the 2020 is our year, and the hope for this, because that's, again, when the redistricting happens. What do you have to say? And I'm cautioning you that we're almost on the edge of nervous breakdown here, but it's just a long struggle.
It's a really long struggle, and the odds are long. And this has to be, if the knots are to be taken out, if the way the system is locked up is to be undone, it has to be done from the bottom up. This is not a case of taking back a Congress. What has to happen is that the Democrats have to take back enough state legislature chambers across the country, one by one, so that they have a seat at the table when redistricting happens again in 2021. So that means between now and 2020, they have to be doing that really hard, really local, really concentrated work. It is an expensive and uphill fight. The Republicans had
the advantage initially
in 2010 because they had so much more money and they had the element of a surprise. The Democrats are not going to have that working for them in 2020. The Republicans know full well the importance of that year, and they will be ready to meet them. The Democrats have said already that they're going to put out $75 million for this, a part of a plan called Advantage 2020. Republicans have already said we're going to have $125 yeah. million to run Red Map 2. So less money, no element of surprise. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats still have to win on these incredibly tilted maps. So it is hard. It's going to be uphill. It's going to require all of these things that Democrats have not done well for a long time, which is organize at the local level and come out in down ballot elections because they matter and they have far-reaching national consequences
And of course, what we're seeing is the self-fulfilling prophecy, and what we have to fight against is then people say, well, we didn't get anything for climate change. Well, we didn't get enough of this. Well, and we won't until we structurally change it to reflect the opinions of the majority.
When this happened in 2010, it effectively ended any opportunity Barack Obama had to put a legislative agenda through. Essentially, the last 6 years of his presidency, he was not able to move anything of import.
That way.
And the next president is going to be hamstrung in just the same way, unless if this is fixed. And if it's not fixed in 2021, it's another decade.
Yeah.
I wish I had a happy ending.
Well, you've done your job. You've informed us. You've helped us understand how this happened. We can't be unaware. Like you said, there's not going to be a surprise. So it's our democracy, or at least that's how it's proposed. So it's worth the investment. And I want to personally thank you for investing your time and effort and energy in exposing this, in doing such a thoughtful and, I would say, personal job of helping us understand how important it is. Now it's our job to take that information and run with it, work with it, go for it. That kind of inclusion is what KABU does best. So here's my plug for both your book, Rat Bleeped, The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal American Democracy. I want to thank you personally, David Daley, again, for all you've done. And I want to put a call out to everyone else to just say, this is where it starts. Information, organization, commitment, and community. So,
thank you for the great conversation. Everybody make a phone call, because conversation and community matters. So we get what we pay for in the media. So,
exactly.
So help out KABU, everybody.
All right. Thank you again. I appreciate
it.
And thank you, callers, for all that you have done. And please take the time to invest in your democracy and your community. Thank you. This is Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher at KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition. Round 2, Sunday, September 25th at D Block Indoor Skate Park in Clackamas. This is Round 2 in the Mad Bro Extreme Amateur Games. Winners are allowed to compete in following competitions and in the final. Again, that's Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Round 2. Sunday, September 25th at D Block Indoor Skate Park. 8921 Southeast Jansen Road in Clackamas. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under your community events.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today.